And on Fridays, we talk about your money. And today, we talk about your assets in gold. This week, gold reached a record $930 an ounce in trading. The price has jumped 40% over the last 6 months as turmoil in the financial markets makes investors look for more solid investments. While it's costlier to buy gold now, it might be a good time to cash in the gold you already have, if you have that gold. From member station WNYC, Lisa Chow reports.
Pawn shop manager Lenny Kleinberg closely monitors the price of gold.
About every hour, every half an hour, all day. I watch the market all day.
Kleinberg runs Bargain Pawn Shop in downtown Brooklyn. In New York City, more than 160 licensed pawn shops handle thousands of pieces of gold every day.
I've pawned this here like more than 20 times.
George Figueroa is a customer at one of the many pawn shops in the South Bronx.
I use my jewelry as, you know, money, collateral. When I need to pay a bill or whatever and I don't have the cash, I put it in here. 4 months later, 3 months later, I come back, get it out. Wear it, you know.
Through a slot in the bulletproof glass, Figueroa hands over a watch and two gold diamond-studded rings. He gets a cash loan of $250.
They're safer here than they are anywhere else, even in my house.
With transactions like these, pawn shops are perfectly positioned to take advantage of the rise in the price of gold. They're taking in gold on the cheap, often giving out loans that are 25 to 50% of gold's market value. The deal is they agree to hold the customer's item for 5 months. If the customer returns to pick the item up, pawn shops get back the money they loaned plus interest. If the customer doesn't pick it up within 5 months, the pawn shops can cash out. And curiously, gold's rise has accelerated customers' loss and pawn shops' gain. Kleinberg says as he's given out bigger loans on gold because it's worth more, customers are finding it harder to pay him back.
Initially, you ask the person, would you like more money? And of course, the person always says yes. You know, it's just natural for a person to say yes, give me more money. So you give that person more money once, twice, you know.
Kleinberg says a growing number, about half of his customers, don't come back for their gold. But he says his business is not without risks. For example, the jewelry he's taking in could be stolen. And Kleinberg has learned, never sell the forfeited gold in your shop. It's the fastest way to lose customers.
If they see their stuff, oh, you only gave me this and you're selling out of this, you know, I don't like to have that argument. So I get rid of it completely.
At this point in the interview, I remember I'm wearing a gold chain with a little sapphire pendant. I've only had it a year, and I'm not really interested in giving it up, but I'm curious to see how much it's worth.
Today, I'll give you a lot of money for it today.
I hand over my necklace.
It's 22 karat gold, right? But basically, on a chain like this, we'll just give by the weight of the gold, you know, like whatever the scrap price is, minus a certain percent of it, and hopefully we won't lose within the 5 months that we're holding it for you. So you'll get probably approximately about $65.
The necklace cost $220 a year ago.
To you, it's, you know, look at my beautiful, nice design lock, you know. To me, it's just a lock. That's the difference between a, you know, customer buying it and somebody who's in the business like me, who just sees it as a piece of gold.
Kleinberg has to lowball me. He's hedging against the risk that the price of gold could fall. But other pawn shop owners think gold will continue to rise, maybe past $1,000 an ounce. So maybe I should hold on to my necklace. One day soon, it could break 100. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Chow.